Hey, Don, want to hear a story problem?
All right, Yael, as long as it isn't about two trains traveling at different speeds.
Okay. Suppose you have a plane that can hold 2,000 pounds, and you load it with over 2,000 pounds of birds. If the birds fly in circles inside the plane, will it be able to take off?
So you're asking if the fact that the birds inside the plane are flying instead of sitting affects the weight of the plane.
Right.
Tell me more.
Okay, here's a hint. Think about lift and weight, the two opposing vertical forces involved in flight.
Let's see. Birds support their weight in the air by flapping their wings and creating lift. As the wings push down on the air below them, the air pushes back up against them.
Right. The air pressure below the bird ends up equaling the bird's weight. And the weight of the air under the bird's wings, instead of the weight of the bird, pushes against the plane's floor.
So the total force against the plane's floor is the same regardless of whether the bird is sitting or flying. So, when exactly will I be on a plane with a whole bunch of birds?
Admit it, Don. It's a neat problem. Now, here's another one. One train leaves Boston for New York traveling at 60 miles per hour, and another leaves New York for Boston at 55 miles per hour. When they meet, which one is closer to Boston?
I warned you about that, Yael. I'm out of here.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That's amomentofscience.org. For Riddle Challenge Don Glass, I'm Yael Cassander.